Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bitcoin is perfect money. It's incorruptible, decentralized, and unconfiscatable. Let's get it. In today's show, the Bitcoin bulls grill $31,000 as Fidelity ETF fuels the Bitcoin price strength. That's right. Breaking news just in. $4.5 trillion asset management giant Fidelity is preparing to file for a spot Bitcoin ETF. Let's go. Also, check it. Grayscale has a 70% chance of beating the SEC in court to get their Bitcoin ETF approved, according to Bloomberg. Also, the first leveraged Bitcoin ETF in the United States sees $4.2 million in trading volume since it went live with $500,000 within the first 15 minutes. Also in today's show, Cathie Wood's ARK is reportedly the first in line for the spot Bitcoin ETF. We'll also be discussing firms managing $27 trillion in assets are embracing crypto as the institutional FOMO continues. Quoting Max Kaiser, $220,000 Bitcoin could happen in July. Send it. Let's freaking go. We'll also be discussing Riot platforms to add 33,000 Bitcoin miners ahead of the 2024 halving, which is right around the corner, as well as breaking news in Indonesia, labeling 501 cryptocurrencies as commodities, paving the way for regional adoption. Also in today's show, billionaire Peter Thiel's prediction that the Bitcoin price will increase 100x to over $4 million per coin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1325. I'm your host JV and today is June 27th, 2023. Let's kick off today's show with our market watch. You can see Bitcoin and the entire crypto market pumping back in the green. If you're pretty pumped up, put a one in the comment section right down below. You can see Bitcoin trading at roughly $30,700. Ether trading at roughly $1,900, up 2.5% for the day. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap is sitting at $1.19 trillion with $36 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with a Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 50.1%, with the Ether dominance at 19.2%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Compound leading the pack, up 13%, trading above $41, followed by Stellar Lumens, up 10%, trading just above 10 cents, followed by ARB, up 7%, trading at $1.22. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we got a sea of green, which I love to see. Quite a few gainers, with the biggest losers being Bit and Near. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 59 in greed, yesterday a 55, last week a 49, and last month a 50, which is neutral. So there you have it. Welcome everyone just joining us. Make sure to say hello in the live chat. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button. Now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what is popping with the King Crypto, shall we? As you can see here, Bitcoin challenged 31,000 again after the June 27th Wall Street open as traders hope for upside continuation, which you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin price action edging higher after holding strong above 30,000 support. The start of the U.S. trading saw fresh positive news as asset manager Fidelity Investments reportedly prepared a filing to launch its own Bitcoin spot ETF, exchange-traded fund. This is pretty big news, especially off the back of BlackRock and all the other major asset managers doing the same. Quoting analysts here, Bitcoin refuses to dip back below 30,000, said Jelle. Looks like this will be one of those times where consolidation below resistance is bullish. Flip 30 to 32,000 and all bets are off. And quoting Crypto Tony, he says consolidation was to be expected here. And he says if the price can go and test the 32 to 33 level and hold there, a chance we teleport to $38,000 plus over the coming weeks, as there's not much resistance between $32,000 and $40,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. Now, Coinbase stock rebound set the tone. Bitcoin thus branched out to leave the alts behind on the daily time frame, with the top 10 cryptos by market cap mostly flat. And another ETF-related success story concerned the stock of U.S. exchange Coinbase, which added 4% at the open to hit one-month highs. Quoting TED Talks Crypto here, following news that Coinbase will be the Bitcoin custodian of the world's largest asset manager, BlackRock. In the case of a spot ETF is approved, it's hard to imagine Coinbase testing anywhere near those lows in the near future. And he makes a great point. Also consider that the BlackRock track record for getting spot or for getting ETFs approved in general is 575-1. So let's go Fidelity. I think this is the second largest asset manager in the world. They say that BlackRock controls roughly somewhere between 10 and 20 trillion in assets under management. Fidelity is a big deal as well, with 4.5 trillion in assets under management. We discussed Grayscale converting their GBTC trust into a spot Bitcoin ETF, meaning the SEC must respond. And according to Bloomberg, there's a 70% chance of approval. And the first leveraged Bitcoin ETF that just went live in the United States is already crushing it with volume. And we're just getting started. And with all that being shared, now for the latest from Kathy Wood of ARK. She says her spot Bitcoin ETF is first in line. Let's break this down, shall we? And again, welcome to everyone just joining in. ARK Invest Management, a pro Bitcoin firm founded by veteran investor Kathy Wood, shout out to Kathy, is reportedly ahead in the race for a spot Bitcoin ETF. In mid-June, the investment firm BlackRock filed the app for the spot Bitcoin ETF, triggering notable optimism in the crypto markets as we surged from 25,000 to 30,000 practically overnight based on that breaking news. Now, several reports suggest BlackRock could become the first issuer of the spot Bitcoin ETF in the U.S. should it receive approval, but that might not be the case, according to some executives and analysts. Quoting ARK analyst Yasin here, other applicants will be able to amend their filings with similar agreements at little cost, and also stress that ARK and the European asset manager 21 Shares filed an app with the U.S. SEC for a spot Bitcoin ETF back in April. That now is the only one ahead of BlackRock, he added. So there you have it. More industry observers, including Bloomberg Intelligence ETF analyst James Safar, also argued that ARK and 21 Shares should be ahead of anyone for a spot Bitcoin ETF. Quoting him here, 21 Shares, ARK, and CBOE are first in line because their next SEC decision date is August 13th, 2023, and we don't yet have a date for the other 19B4 apps like the one from BlackRock, he stated. But I do note that the SEC must respond to the app request of BlackRock before the halving of 2024. Now, BlackRock's filing for the iShares Bitcoin Trust has triggered a wave of reactivated Bitcoin ETF filings, which we're witnessing firsthand. Companies like crypto fund manager Valkyrie, WisdomTree, and Invesco refiled for their spot Bitcoin ETFs, with Bitwise also reportedly trying it again for Bitcoin ETF. Let's go. And our bull case for a spot Bitcoin ETF approval can basically be summed up in four words. What does BlackRock know? Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas wrote on Twitter. ETFs Institute co-founder Nate Garassi took to Twitter on June 26 to express similar sentiments. Quoting him here, I will say, seems hard to believe this is all coincidence. BlackRock files for a spot Bitcoin ETF. Four other issuers quickly follow suit. EDX crypto exchange launches backed by Fidelity and Schwab, etc. Plus a 2x leverage Bitcoin futures ETF is allowed by the SEC. And I think he poses a great question. What does BlackRock know that the rest of us don't? Now, there hasn't really been a lot of development since the first time many of these sponsors filed their initial spot Bitcoin ETFs. He said, we don't believe that a spot Bitcoin ETF will be available to the public anytime soon because there is still a certain amount of time for review. So it could be not until next year, potentially the year after that, we can see a spot Bitcoin ETF. So there you have it. What are your thoughts? When do you feel a spot Bitcoin ETF is finally to get approved in the United States? I'm guessing it's going to happen sometime in 2024 before the halving, which is expected to be sometime probably between April to May, which is literally around the corner. But let me know your thoughts. And which ETF do you feel is likely to get approved first? If I was a betting man, I'd go with BlackRock just because of the track record of 575-1, which means they are rarely told no by the SEC, if you know what I mean. With that being shared, fam, now for our next story of the day, let's actually break down our story with this $27 trillion in institutional institutional FOMO, which could be coming to the King Crypto. And then we'll dive into the latest from 33,000 new Bitcoin miners, as well as crypto adoption in Indonesia blowing up, followed by our $4 million Bitcoin price prediction, which ultimately means the Bitcoin price can 100x from the current levels we at. And then we'll dive into our live Q&A. Let's go. Major U.S. financial institutions managing $27 trillion of assets are actively seeking to provide clients with exposure to Bitcoin and crypto. On June 26, CoinShares Chief Strategy Officer Melton highlighted that at least eight major financial institutions has signal moves in the digital asset space, which include BlackRock's Spot Bitcoin ETF and Fidelity's Crypto Wealth Management Solution. Others include JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and BNY Mellon, Invesco, and Bank of America. Many of the largest financial institutions in the U.S. are actively working to provide access to Bitcoin and more, she noted, adding there's a whopping $27 trillion in assets under management between them, as pointed out right here. Check this out. We got BlackRock, Fidelity, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, BNY Mellon, Invesco, Bank of America, with a total of assets exceeding $27 trillion. As we know, earlier in the month, BlackRock started this off on June 16th with their application for the ETF. Now, Max Keiser responded to this and he wrote, $220,000 Bitcoin can happen in July. Keeping in mind, July is literally next week. What are your thoughts and how would that change your life if Bitcoin hypothetically hit Max Keiser's target of $220,000 unexpectedly next month here in 2023? Before the halving, I think that means we'd have a crazy blow off top in 2024 and 2025. But what are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. Between HSBC, BlackRock, Fidelity, and Schwab, we're talking about $25 trillion in assets under management that will soon be enabled to buy Bitcoin. Let's go. Institutional investors already showing more interest in Bitcoin-related funds. We got ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF saw its largest weekly inflow for the year, pushing its assets under management to over $1 billion. And earlier in the week, we had Fed Reserve Board of Governors member Michelle Bowman criticize the absence of a crypto regulatory framework, claiming that the uncertainty over the asset class traps institutions in a supervisory void. So there you have it. Let me know your thoughts. And now let's break down the latest with Bitcoin mining adoption going on right now from Riot. Riot Platforms, one of the world's largest Bitcoin mining companies. They just bought 33,280 next generation Bitcoin miners for its Texas facility, costing a whopping $163 million. Where my Bitcoin miners at? The rigs, which were sourced from mining manufacturer MicroBT, will boost the firm's self-mining capacity by 7.6 exahashes per second and comes in advance of the Bitcoin next halving cycle, which is set to take place sometime in mid-2024. Let's go, Riot Platforms. Riot Platforms CEO on June 26 said the deal will increase the firm's self-mining capacity to 20.1 exahashes per second once the machines are installed in the first quarter of 2024. Very clever. That's right before the halving. Quitting him here. These new miners will contribute to an additional 7.6 exahashes per second to Riot's self-mining capacity when fully developed and further or deployed, and enhance our already strong fleet efficiency in advance of the upcoming Bitcoin halving. Now, of the 33,280 machines, there's 8,000 M565S models with a hash rate of 220 exahashes per second, while the remaining 25,000 M56S Plus are slightly more powerful at 230 terahashes per second for you Bitcoin mining nerds out there. So you can see here them announcing on crypto Twitter, join our team and take you through Riot's production and operation updates for the month of May. Riot produced 676 Bitcoin and had deployed a hash rate of 10.5 exahashes per second. That's a serious amount of Bitcoin. So I think the accumulation will obviously continue. Meanwhile, on June 21st, Bitcoin miner Akron Energy announced that it bought 200 megawatt mining facility in Hannibal, Ohio for an undisclosed amount. And it's the Sydney-based firm's first expansion into the United States following a $26 million raise on June 20th. The firm plans to immediately complete the first design stage of the Hannibal facility, which it hopes will provide 100 megawatts of power. The hosting services will be provided to the firm's institutional scale clients in the Bitcoin industry. Let's freaking go. Obviously, The higher the Bitcoin price continues to climb, the more profitable it is for Bitcoin miners, hence the more competition and expansion as Bitcoin game theory continues in full effect. Now let's discuss massive Indonesia adoption occurring right now in real time. Check this out. This is breaking news. On June 9, 2023, Indonesia's regulatory agency made a public comprehensive catalog of 501 crypto assets that are now classified as commodities within the country. So it's like the complete opposite of the United States SEC and what they're doing here in the U.S. This classification encompasses well-known coins like Litecoin, Uni, Solana, Bitcoin, Cardano, Ethereum, XRP, SAN, Polkadot, ZTZ, Stellar Lumens, BUSD, and XRP, amongst others. These assessments were made following the announcement by the Indonesian government regarding the establishment of a crypto exchange in September of last year. The subsequent month witnessed discussions around the new financial legislation aimed at strengthening crypto regulations. And furthermore, following the downfall of FTX, they issued directives to crypto exchanges instructing them to halt trading of FTX's native token, FTT, the scheme coin. The regulatory approach of Indonesian authorities diverges significantly from that of their counterparts in the U.S., where there are more than three dozen crypto assets, including Telegram Gram token, token card, XRP, etc., which are being classified as unregistered securities, according to the SEC. Moreover, Indonesia supports the de-dollarization efforts and the plans of the BRICS countries to strengthen the non-U.S. fiat currencies. And in April, the governor of the Bank of Indonesia stated, Indonesia has initiated diversification of the use of currency in the form of LCT. The direction is the same as BRICS. In fact, Indonesia is more concrete. Indonesia's perspective on crypto assets resonates with the court rulings in China, where digital currencies and NFTs have been classified as property. And during an April court case involving the now defunct crypto exchange Gatecoin, a judge in Hong Kong, where massive adoption is also going on, FYI, ruled that crypto assets should be treated as property. With Indonesia taking the lead in classifying 501 crypto assets as commodities, it is likely that several other countries in the region will follow this laid out path. So there you have it. What do you guys think about that? 501 cryptos being deemed commodities in Indonesia. Imagine if that was the United States. Holy moly. And with that being shared, fam, now let's break down Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal, and his 100x Bitcoin price prediction. And when he made this prediction was last year when the price was hovering just above 40,000. So he's ultimately saying he's expecting a $4 million Bitcoin price. He actually spoke at the Bitcoin Miami conference last year. I was there. How many of you were there? Let me know in the comments right down below. And after this story, we'll dive into the live Q&A, giving each and every one of you the opportunity to get your comments and opinions heard and read out loud. Let's get it. A massive shout out, by the way, to Peter Thiel. So yeah, this was the actual speech he gave at the Bitcoin Miami conference. I'll include it in the show notes below the video in the description. Quoting him here, ESG is just a hate factory. It's a factory for naming enemies, and we should not be allowing them to do that. When you think ESG, you should be thinking Chinese Communist Party. We know all the ESG Bitcoin mining FUD, so I think it's pretty cool for him to address it. But now let's dive deep into his 100x Bitcoin price prediction. And what was arguably the centerpiece of his address, Thiel noted the Bitcoin was deliberately being undervalued as it is the most honest market in the world, thereby serving as the proverbial canary in the coal mine. Quoting him here, Bitcoin is the canary in the coal mine. It was telling us that inflation is coming. It is telling us that the central banks are bankrupt. It is telling us that we are at the end of the fiat money regime. Facts. Thiel then observed that Bitcoin's true competitor was not Ethereum, but global equities. He correctly noted that one of the primary factors behind the bull market of the past 40 years was the historically low inflation in the post-Volcker era. However, now that inflation has returned, Bitcoin should outperform the equities. We have repeatedly highlighted Bitcoin's soaring correlation with U.S. equities. In fact, currently around 48% of the moves in Bitcoin are accounted for by the corresponding moves with the benchmark S&P 500. And back in January of 2022, this correlation stood at roughly 60%. Nonetheless, if Thiel's predictions pan out, Bitcoin will likely exit this troubling correlation regime in the near future, setting the stage for outsized gains. In fact, Thiel believes that there should be a parity between the market cap of global equities and that of the king crypto. For reference, global equities currently have a market cap of around $115 trillion, and Bitcoin's market cap at this date is currently hovering at around $600 billion. Quoting Thiel, feel. I am still hopeful that Bitcoin goes up by a factor of 100x. Should this prediction pan out, it would equate to an astounding situation where one Bitcoin will be worth over $4 million. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the billionaire, co-founder of PayPal, that the Bitcoin price is still likely to soar 100x from here, surpassing $4 million per coin. I feel it's inevitable. The million-dollar question becomes, when? You feel me? And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.